भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Over 13, Indra afflicted by sinful reaction, text 11.
Taya Indra ismas hat tapam
Nivrittir namuma
vishat Himantam vachyatam praptam
Sukhyantyapino gunaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: following the advice of the demigods, Indra killed Vritrasura, and he suffered because of this sinful killing. Although the other demigods were happy, he could not derive happiness from the killing of Vritrasura. Indra's other good qualities, such as tolerance and opulence, could not help him in his grief. Purport: one cannot be happy by committing sinful acts, even if one is endowed with material opulence. Indra found this to be true. People began to blaspheme him, saying, "This person has killed a Brahman for the sake of enjoying heavenly material happiness. Therefore, in spite of being king of heaven and enjoying material opulence, Indra was always unhappy because of the accusations of the populace."
Hare Krishna. So, I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here so that I can speak for my purification.
God is writing in the purport, one cannot be happy by committing sinful acts even if one is endowed with material opulence.
So, generally in this world, many times people have an aspiration to become rich. And if they think, and most of the people have this understanding, that if they become rich, then all the problems of life will be solved. And that's why many times we see people talking about Garibi Hatao Andolan, remove the poverty from the society. And if you remove the poverty from the society, and these third world countries where people are suffering because of poverty, so then everybody will be happy there. But actually it's not like that. Jesus Christ said, in this world you will have trouble. Like Bhagavad Gita says, Dukha Lema Shashvatam. So in this world, person cannot be happy. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to say that this world is not a place for gentlemen. And like as much fragrant oil or something we put into that, you know, washing room or toilet, so it becomes again bad smelling. So here, the nature of this world is that problem keep coming. And if somebody thinks that I will try to solve the situation, I will try to make it wonderful, then actually he's an illusion. There is a story Prabhupada talks about in one of his lectures, the story of one leper. And this leper was so much weak because of his leprosy that he could not even walk. His wife had to carry him in a basket or something. And there was a prostitute living in the same village. Her name was Lakshahira. And she was, her price was 1 lakh diamonds. If somebody wanted to enjoy her, the price was 1 lakh diamonds. But this leper developed a desire to enjoy that prostitute. And he was always morose. His wife is very faithful. She's working in different houses, earning a lot of money, just to maintain him, just to maintain the family, serving him, feeding him. And she said, "What is the problem? You're always morose." He said, expressed his desire. So he said, "Okay, I'll do something. I cannot get 1 lakh of 1 lakh diamonds." So she went and started serving in the house of this prostitute without asking anything. So she was serving. And then one day she asked that, "You are just serving, not asking anything. What do you want?" So she explained everything. So I said, "Oh, this is the situation. Okay. Okay, you send him." So he comes there, and this Lakshya Hira prepares all kinds of food stuffs, many varieties of food stuffs. But she keeps all these varieties of food stuffs in two pots, one in golden pot and one in iron pot. Like there is a gulab jamun, so it's there in the golden pot also and in the iron pot also. If there is a kheer, it's there in the golden pot also and iron pot also. So he came. So first there is a feast. He was eating. So he asked that, "Why the same item in two kind of pots?" He said, "That's what I want to ask you. Do you find any difference of taste between them?" He said, "No, I don't find any difference of taste in between them." So she said, "Yeah, this is the point." And Prabhupada was saying that whole world is going like this, simply trying to taste same thing in different pots, simply trying to have the same kind of taste in different varieties. So this is the nature of taste or enjoyment, which appears that maybe if I get this, I'll get different taste, or I'll get more enjoyment. But it's the same taste, puna puna charvita charvananam, there is nothing in it. And similarly the distress also. Person feels that if I am poor now, and if I become rich, then there will be no poverty. And then there will be no distress. No, Prabhupada says only nature of distress may change sometime, but distress is going to be there. So this point has to be understood very clearly, that if somebody is trying to make arrangement here to be happy, then he is actually totally in ignorance. Prabhupada was talking in that lecture that even if one becomes millionaire, he is going to eat the same amount of food. Even if when he gets a typhoid fever, he is going to have the same kind of distress, although he may have some more medical facilities. But the pain of the fever he has to undergo. Prabhupada was talking that I was there in your country. He was talking to Americans. I was there in your country, and when I came to your country, there was no shelter for me. There was no place to live, nice place. There is no nice food to eat. And still I was getting my food. And now I have all of you. You are giving me so many things. Now I am a new Vrindavan, and you have made so many items. But I can eat only one puri, two samosa at the most. So God was providing me that time, God is providing me now also. It's not that I can enjoy more beyond my quota actually. So the body has some kind of limitation. Like there is a 5-star hotel in Bombay, there are many. And the best kind of food is brought to us. Like say 100 items from all the best hotels. Our best cooks prepare all the food. How much can we eat in that? So this point is not understood, and that's why out of greed people destroy their own life and they destroy others' life by exploiting them. If person takes birth, whether he takes birth in a poor family or a rich family, pain of birth is the same. Similarly, the time of death, rather rich person has to suffer more at the time of death because he develops so many attachments. And those attachments doesn't allow him to leave the body. He becomes so attached that he's in coma for many days. So attached to the body, become like a vegetable. And similarly with the old age, because people have so many expectations and everything. So this is the thing we have to understand, that if person is living in this world, he's performing so many sinful activities knowingly and unknowingly. He's having his prarabdha karma with him. Prabhupada was walking in the New York street and he was saying, "See these hippies. These hippies are not from some poor countries. They are from very rich families. Their parents are very rich. In fact, this phase after the Second World War, after this economic development took place in America, especially when economic crashed in 1920s, 30s, this generation, hippies, parent generation, they were working so hard to get everything in their life. And when they got everything in their life and they gave it to their children, okay, now you enjoy." We could not enjoy. Like many times parents say, "Oh, I could not do this thing. You do. I'll create all facilities for you." So they created all facilities to enjoy for their children, and these children rejected everything and came to the street and started living life of animals. So Rupa say, if you are destined to live life of animal, even if you are rich, you are going to live life of animal. So that is the point. And more people are wealthy, they even don't get the basic facility. Like a normal person can eat peacefully, sleep peacefully, die peacefully. But a rich person, many times we happen, we see that he doesn't have time to eat. Even he's sleeping in the AC, best of the beds. So much in anxiety, taking so many pills, but still not getting sleep. So, when person become very opulent, instead of becoming happy, actually, in reality, it happens many times that he is not even able to trust anyone. He feels lonely. Because all his relatives, many times, are just looking at him, that when this person is going to leave, or what he's going to do. Like one person, you know, he had made some 7 wills, because he doesn't know if he make the will only one person name, then, you know, other people may kill him or something, you know. So he just made the 7 wills and then just to satisfy people. Anand Vrindavan Prabhu was giving class once to our Brahmachari ashram and he was telling many stories, many internal stories from his friend circle. That he was telling one of his friend, he got some 30 lakh worth Honda car. And because he's his good friend, so he said, you are a very religious person, you please come first sit in my car. Because I want you to give this honor that you first sit in my car. So that, you know, it's very auspicious. So he sat, and as soon as he reached the rich home, what happened there? He got a phone call. He got a phone call, congratulations. Congratulations, you got a new car. So if you want your car to be nice, if you want you to be nice, just send this much amount of money at this address. New car, so much excitement. This person may be planning, you know. Must have been planning for so many months, you know. This car I have to buy and saving money and then got a car. And as soon as the car comes, another misery. Like one Shyamanandu was mentioning in a lecture, man ki gaadi. So till the time it's in the man, it's very nice. You see in the showroom, you're going to buy it, and when you get it, all the problems start. You know, you have to worry about its maintenance. Somebody hit it, you get immediately shock. As if somebody has hit your heart only. So that is a thing. And so people, they don't find happiness just by getting so many comforts, but they don't want to admit it. Why? They will not admit. They will say, yeah, I'm so happy. I'm so blissful. That's why they will have all a smile and everything. They will not admit because they are doing so much hard work to gather all these things. They are doing so much hard work. And if they admit, after doing so much hard work also I am not happy, after having all these things I am not happy, the false ego doesn't allow that. False ego doesn't allow to admit that I am unhappy. So even to admit this, I am suffering in this world, require a courage. Like many times people say, you people are escapists. You people are running away from the society. So we are not escapists, we are courageous. Because we see the fact, we are facing the facts of this world. And the fact is that this world is full of suffering and things of this world cannot satisfy us. And the only way we can get satisfaction, that is by serving the Lord. So this artificial way of satisfying one's needs is not going to help us. We have to find out the root cause of the problem. The root cause of the problem is the sinful propensity. The desire to perform sin, which is very deep-rooted in every living entity. Because everybody is suffering in this world. Even when person becomes devotee, he has to undergo suffering. It's not that once you become devotee, the sufferings will go away. We will learn to face the suffering. Once Prabhupada was there in Mexico, and one devotee was massaging him and many mosquitoes were biting that devotee. So he said, Prabhupada, these mosquitoes are biting me but they are not biting you because you are pure devotee. He said, no, it's not like that. They bite me also. And especially in Calcutta, they don't leave anyone. And once Prabhupada was doing lecture on Calcutta and he was sitting on Vyasasana and when big group of mosquitoes, they attacked Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had to come down from the Vyasasana. And Prabhupada said, just see, even mosquitoes have dethroned me. Even mosquitoes have dethroned me. So, this world is very, very dangerous place. If person understands this point first, then only religion start. Then only a religious person can help someone. Like so many wars taking place. In one book, I was just reading one article. They were saying that there is one book called Lessons of History, written in 1968. And these historians, Errol Durant and Will, they are saying that they have a recorded history of 3,421 years. And in that, only 268 years, they say we don't have any record of wars. Otherwise, all the time there are wars in this world. And when there is a war, whether there is a rich person or poor person, everybody has to suffer. Not that we are poor, so only poor person will suffer. Rich person has to suffer more because he has so many attachments and all these things are going to be taken away. So in this world, if somebody wants to be good also all the time, he said, no, do good, be good, you know, don't harm anyone. But this is not the solution in this world. Even if you want to be good all the time, you cannot be good. Like here, we are going through this episode of Vritrasura and Indra. Indra actually was hesitating, very much hesitating to kill Vritrasura, because already he had killed one Brahman before, and Vritrasura is also again one more Brahman. So he was very, very much hesitating. But all these Brahmans and all these, you know, other people, they said, no, go ahead, we are behind you. You go ahead. And he is troubling us also. So he again performed this sinful activity, such a ghastly sinful activity, killing a Brahman. Not a Brahman, he was a Vaishnav actually, great Vaishnav, Paramahamsa. So situations many times force in this world so that we perform sinful activity. Like this story always is told, that one sadhu, he was sitting and then, he went to one village and there he went for bhiksha. And when he went for bhiksha, this woman, she developed some kind of wrong desires. And she said, I want to enjoy with you. He said, what are you talking about? I'm a sadhu. So this lady, she said, if you don't, then I will do something that you will be in trouble. So she started shouting and started tearing her clothes and all the villagers came. And she said, this person was trying to, you know, do something wrong with me. So they caught him and they cut his hand and threw him out of the village. The person thought, oh, what did I do? What's wrong I did? So then it was told that this person was actually a Brahman in his last life again. And this lady was a cow. And this cow, once cow was running and this Brahman was sitting, and some people, those who wanted to kill this cow, they were chasing this cow. And this person saw the cow going in one direction. When these people came and asked him that where is the cow, he just pointed it. So many times, we don't even know what is truth and what is false. To live according to religion become difficult. Like when Draupadi was being disrobed, there is a big section in whole Mahabharata that Bhishma is confused, Drona is confused, that what to do now, what is dharma? So many times it becomes difficult, what is dharma? So here this person pointed and these people cut the throat of the cow and then he had to suffer because of that, because he became the cause of his death, her death. So now you say, what to do? Like somebody want to do just pious act and go to heaven. It's also not so easy. Like here, in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, there are so many stories are there. King Nirga, he was just distributing thousands of cows. Thousands of cows, and just one cow came back, the herd which he has given to one Brahman, and one cow came back and joined another herd of the cows. And this big group of the cows was given to another Brahman. And now this cow is common now. So this Brahman comes and says that, give me that cow back. He said, I'll give you 10,000 more cows, but that cow has gone. But he's saying that, no, once you have given something to Brahman, you cannot take it back. You cannot take it back. So just because of this, he has to take the body of lizard for some time. Prachin Bahishad, he's doing so many yagyas, and he's sacrificing so many animals. And then what is happening there? Narad Muni is showing him that some of the animals are not getting the fresh body. So then you have to suffer that sin. So even karma kanda, just little mistake and you undergo so many problems. So, here, this Vritrasura, how he came also one mistake in Brahman which happened. Indrashatru, instead of Indrashatru, he said Indrashatro. The person who will be the, instead of saying that who will be the enemy of Indra, Indra will be his enemy. Totally opposite result. And even if person says, I will not do anything, I will just keep quiet, I will just sit at one place, like Arjuna is saying, I will just go to forest, you leave me, Krishna. I don't want to fight, I don't want to do my occupation. So the Panchasuna is always there. Panchasuna means five kind of sins which take place in every house. Every house, every place, these five sins will be there. While walking, we are killing so many living entities. Just by walking, how can you stop walking? While sweeping, while grinding food, while lighting fire, while receiving water from a pitcher to another pot. These five sins are always going to be there. So these sins are there, and when person is performing these sinful activities, how can he be happy? Reactions are going to come. Whether it's a rich person or a poor person. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, Istan bhogani yo deva dasyante yagya bhavita tere dattan apradebhyo yo bhungte istene vasa. Istan bhogani yo deva dasyante yagya bhavita. That all the agents of the Lord, they are supplying all the necessities of life. Tere dattan apradebhyo. And the person who just take everything and doesn't pay in return is a thief. Yo bhungte istene vasa. So living entity has a desire to enjoy, just want to enjoy without even recognizing that I am getting all these things from Supreme Personality of Godhead. If somebody is working in some company and he just go on the last day of the month, that give me the salary check, what he will get? He will get a beating, good beating. So that's what that people want to enjoy without even recognizing that what is happening around them. Who is providing all these things? Prabhupada writes in that purport in the third chapter, Istan Bhogan Deva verse, if we forget the purpose of human life and simply take supplies from agents of Lord for sense gratification and become more and more entangled in material existence, which is not purpose of creation, certainly we become thieves. So when we are living in this world, we have to understand that what is the purpose of this world. And without understanding the purpose of this world, if we start using things of this world, then we don't have any aim in life. That's why Prabhupada says, certainly we become thieves, therefore we are punished by laws of material nature, and a society of thieves can never be happy. Very heavy statement. A society of thieves can never be happy. So people want to make this world a very happy, peaceful, nice place to live, that makes things better. But it's not going to happen unless we rectify the basic problem of propensity to perform sinful activity. And the root cause to perform this sinful activity is avidya, ignorance. And because of that ignorance, person performs sinful activity, like person performs some stealing. And because of that stealing, he developed a desire to steal more. It's not that the only reaction will come. Reaction is awaiting. He'll be punished, sent to the jail. He'll be beaten. At the same time, he has developed the desire to perform sinful activity more. The pravarti, paap karne ki pravarti, the sinful proclivity. So then because of that, he has to suffer the reactions, prarabdha karma, and then he has to suffer kuta. Because of that, more seeds will come, and more stealing he will do, and then he will become the whole do loop. More sin, more sin, more sin. So there are many kinds of klesh which living entities are undergoing. And all these kleshas are destroyed just by performing devotional service. All other processes like Jnana Marg, Ashtang Marg, and Karmakanda, many times we are able to destroy only the sinful reactions, especially Karmakanda process. That person can get rid of the sinful reactions. But paap karne ki pravarti doesn't go. But bhakti, Bhakti Rasamana talk about that as soon as you start performing bhakti, the two leaves comes, kleshagni and shubdha. Kleshagni means all kinds of kleshas goes away. And what kind of kleshas? Basically five kind of kleshas. First one is avidya. The living entity has avidya. He has ignorance of his own identity. He doesn't even know who am I. I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm Russian, I'm male, I'm female, I'm this, I'm that. And this avidya pushes the person towards asmita. Asmita means false ego of I and mine. Because I am this body, and things connected to this body are mine. So person become more and more bound to this world because of this avidya and asmita. And then third klesha, which actually there is raga. Raga means attachment to obtain material happiness. Person becomes so attached, dharvatanam, that he thinks that if we have to enjoy this world, then we have to decrease the suffering, then we have to gather so many things. And raga drives the person towards dangling carrot. Like person is feeling that I'll become happy if I get this. I become happy if I get this. I become happy if I get this. And this dangling carrot, in the front of an ass, they hang a carrot, it's called dangling carrot. And ass moves forward and he feels that if I get this carrot, I'll be happy. Little bit more movement and I will get this carrot. So this illusion is like dangling carrot. That where person thinks that if I get this thing, if I get that thing, I'll be happy. But things of this world cannot give us happiness. They are like, artificial fruits and vegetables. Somebody brings a big plate of nice, apple and grapes and some gulab jamun. But they are artificial. Many times, like when grapes is hanging in our ashram, some people are saying, what is this? Whether some devotee brought from Nasik, some grapes have come and somebody forgot. But it's hard. Looks very nice grape, but it's actually false. So things of this world are like that. It looks very attractive, very glamorous. That's what Maya does, Avanatmika Shakti. Covers your whole and knowledge. And person becomes so adamant to enjoy. Srimad Bhagavatam, I was reading this Krishna book, Prabhupada's talk about, that in rainy season, the lakes and rivers, especially he's talking about lakes, Saraswa Shanta Rodusu, Saraswa means lakes. Banks of the lakes are very troublesome because so much rains and everything. So much trouble. When the rains comes, it's not peaceful. Lake become very disturbed. But still the cranes keep dwelling in the lake. They keep dwelling. They don't leave that place. So this analogy is given in Srimad Bhagavatam that in this world there are endless problems. There is no end to problem. Still people just want to be in their own situation. Okay, one day it will be okay. No problem. I'm happy here. Just they try to be an illusion. I'm happy here. They become so attached. Gresha Shanta Krityeshu Gramya Iva Durashaya. Durashaya means the people whose minds are contaminated, they're dirty, they don't know. They don't know that this attachment is going to become cause of their fall down. And there is a Dvesha. Opposite of Raga is Dvesha. Icha Dvesha Samuthena. Raga Dvesha Samuthena. That person becomes so envious of God that he just envious of everyone. It leads to so many sufferings. And then Abhinivesha. Abhinivesha means the pervasive overall enjoying mood. So these five things actually leads to so many kleshagni. They lead to actually the real sufferings. And all these kleshagni, these five things, avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha and abhinivesha, they are destroyed as soon as person start performing devotional service. Tapat trayona mulanam. Srimad Bhagavatam says that all the tapa, unumulanam, from the root they are taken out. Shranvata sokata krishna punya shramana kirtana. When we perform shramana and kirtanam of Lord Krishna's glories and pastimes and his name, then what happens? Punya. All kind of auspiciousness comes in one's life. All kinds of good things start happening in person's life. And what is the real auspiciousness? Then person start coming out of this ignorance. That is real auspiciousness. Not that we get some lottery or we got some other thing. That's not real auspiciousness because that's going to make us more miserable. Real auspiciousness, that person start coming out of the ignorance that I am this body and things connected to this body are mine and I can be happy in this world. That's why Prabhupada say in many places in purports that if people are so engrossed in sense gratification, they will not even understand philosophy. So tell them to chant Hare Krishna. Give them Krishna Prasad. Because that will purify them and then they will be qualified to read these books. They will be qualified to understand these purports. So if somebody is not understanding philosophy, we should just inspire him to chant some way. And just by chanting Hare Krishna, he will be purified and then he will understand. So this sadhana bhakti is so wonderful. Prabhupada says that my Western disciples were addicted to so many bad habits. But now they are so happy, so blissful. So these sinful activities, they cannot help us in any way. They only will bind us to this material world. And Prahlad Maharaj says in Srimad Bhagavatam to his demonic friends, Ko ati priyaso asur balaka hare upasane swai hridi chidra vatsata swasyatmana sakhyura shesha dehinam samanyata ki vishayopapadane. Ko ati priyaso asur balaka hare. He's telling to his demonic friends that why you're not upasane suhirdi chidirvada sata? What is the difficulty? What is the difficulty to be always in touch with Lord? What is the difficulty in worshipping Lord? Because the Lord is residing in our heart. Suhirdi chidirvada sata. He's always there within our heart. So there is no difficulty in contacting him. Samanyata ki vishyopapadane. Why you are engaging in so many hard work to produce so many wonderful things, according to them, wonderful things, to increase their sense gratification? And Prabhupada talks about the purport, very beautiful point. He says that one can do this thing. Lord is so friendly of the living entity that he remains within the heart, so that one can always contact him without difficulty. A devotee immediately comes in touch with Lord by any or all items of devotional service. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, you are in touch with Lord. As soon as we hear the pastimes of the Lord, we are in touch with Lord. And Prabhupada says in this purport that going to hell requires great endeavor, but going back to God, it is very easy. Because going to hell, you have to do all these things. To produce liquor, such big refineries and all the industries you have to make. For meat eating, big slaughterhouses, gambling, big casinos, hotels, intoxication, and then illicit sex. And all these things doesn't come freely in this world. It's not that you desire and it comes. That is the point. That is the reason the living entity is always frustrated. That the moment we desire, thing doesn't appear in front of us. We have to do hard work to get them. And in doing that hard work, we have to exploit people. We have to perform so many sinful activities. And while enjoying them also, we have to perform sinful activity. Because by nature, the nature of those enjoyment is sinful. So Prabhupada says, going to hell requires great endeavor. If somebody wants to go to hell, he has to really do a lot of hard work. But if somebody wants to go back home to Godhead, he has to just chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That's why devotees of Krishna, they don't aspire for all these things, these so-called material things. They cannot give us happiness. And even sometimes it appears that devotees are asking for material things, but actually they are not. Like this pastime of Sudama comes. So Sudama is going to Lord Krishna to ask some material benefit. That's what people think. But actually he was going because his wife was thinking that my husband is so much suffering and I cannot see his poverty. She's also not thinking about herself. And you have such a rich person as your friend, why don't you go and take some money from him, such from wealth? So he's going, but he's thinking, oh, it's a good opportunity for me to meet my friend, old friend. I'll have a darshan of Lord. So he goes. He takes some little chip rice as an offering to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is saying, oh, after a long time you come. So he inquired about his welfare, how is everything. He said, everything is good. So did you bring anything for me? He said, no, I didn't bring anything. Because Sudama is thinking, how can I give Krishna this chip rice? So Krishna is quoting the same, which is there in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam, there also, if we read that past time. And there he is saying that even if somebody give me ordinary patra, ordinary leaf or flower, I accept them. But you took so much trouble to bring this chipped rice. Why are you not giving me this? So Krishna forcefully snatched that from Sudama. And when he snatched from Sudama, he started eating. And Sudama is saying, no, Lord, don't eat. This is not for you. And he took one morsel. And what happens? Rukmani after that stopped his hand. Why she stops? So Sudama was going to get more wealth than Indra just because Krishna has accepted this one morsel of chipped rice. And if now Krishna is going to accept more, she may have to go as a maid servant in the house of Sudama to serve. Another reason is given, she is thinking that you are only enjoying the devotion of your devotee. We are also there, 16,108 and many others. We also want to taste the devotion of Sudama. And another thing is too hard for you. So Sudama enjoyed wonderful exchanges, loving exchanges with Krishna. And Krishna doesn't talk anything about wealth. Sudama doesn't talk anything about wealth. Krishna and Sudama walks back. And Sudama, while going, thinking that Krishna has not given me anything, that is his mercy. Because he knows if he gives me the wealth, my consciousness will be destroyed. I may become proud. So he's so merciful. And he's so grateful now, Sudama. He says, Kwaham daridra papiyan, kwa Krishna Shriniketanaha, Brahma banduriti smaham, bahu bhyam parirambitaha. Kwaham daridra papiyan. What kind of sinful and poor, wretched Brahman I am. Brahma Bandhu. I am only friend of Brahman. I am not Brahman actually. For namesake Brahman. And kaha Krishna hai? Koa Krishna Shriniketana. Where is Krishna? He is Shriniketan. Millions of Lakshmis are serving him. Lakshmi Sahasra Sat Sambrahma Sevimanam. Still, Bahu Bhyam Parirambita. He embraced me. Parirambita. He embraced me. So he is going in this grateful heart. And when he goes back, he sees such great palace and everything. He doesn't even recognize his own palace. So here, in one of the lecture, I was hearing, I think it's Govindpur's lecture. So he was saying that why Krishna didn't give anything to Sudama at that time. Krishna was thinking that what can I offer to Sudama? This cheap rice is so great. And all my wealth is nothing in front of this cheap rice. So let him go home and let him see, you know, what I have given him, so that I will not be embarrassed by giving some wealth to him. So this is the relationship between Lord and his devotees, that they don't aspire for material wealth. Lord is ready to give them so much wealth. And when they get wealth also, they use in Krishna's service. Although at first place they don't want, because they are so satisfied in serving Lord. And that is the secret to be happy. If we can learn this one thing, that whatever Krishna is giving us, if we use them in Krishna's service, so then we get real satisfaction. Otherwise we won't. Sridhar Kola Vecha, I'll finish with these few shlokas which I have noted down from Chaitanya Bhagavat. When he was called in Mahaprakash Leela by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reveal his glories, and then Mahaprakash Leela, Sridhar Kola Vecha is glorifying Lord in many, many verses. He's talking all the wonderful glories of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sridhar, Prabhu bole Sridhar, vachya magvar, that ask any benediction. I am so pleased with you because your devotion is so great. You are always satisfied in serving me, in remembering me, in chanting my name. Your devotion is so great. Asht siddhi divaji tomara gochar. Today only I will give you all the 8 mystic powers. Just ask any benediction. Sridhar bole na Prabhu, aro bhandaiva. You want to trick me, you want to bewilder me. That you are telling me to ask these things. I am not going to ask. Because these things, if I ask, that you will not give yourself to me. Because that's what happens. Krishna gives only when we don't aspire other things. So aro bhandaiva, don't trick me. Nishchintya thaka tumi arna pariva. Your tricks are not going to work now. Prabhu bole, darshan mora vyarth na hai. My darshan doesn't go waste. So you have to get something. Jai chittale. Whatever your heart say, you ask. I am ready to give you anything. Mag mag puna bole Vishwambhar. Vishwambhar, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, ask something. Again he is saying. So then Sridhar said, okay, give me one var. And what is that var? Je brahman kali lena mora khola pat, se brahman hau more janme janme nath. That Brahman who would come and bargain for that banana leaves, that bananas, for hours and hours, the same Brahman become my master birth after birth. That is the only desire. Je Brahman more sange karila kandan, mora Prabhu hautar charana yugal. That the same Brahman who would fight with me, sometime he would just snatch away the banana leaves and goes away, and I'll not pay you anything. That same Brahman, that same Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai, his lotus feet become my master. So when Sridhar was saying this, all the devotees were weeping in ecstasy. And Sridhar was also crying and weeping in ecstasy. So Hasi bole Vishambhar, Shuna Sridhar, Ek Maharajya karo tumara Ishwar. Take one big kingdom, Sridhar. What is this you are asking? I'll give you a big kingdom, Maharajya. So that's what Mahaprabhu is saying, take it, and he's saying, I don't want anything. So Vrindavanas Thakur writes there, Dhana nahi, jana nahi, nahi ka panditya, kechinave sakala chaitanya bhritya. That servants of Lord Chaitanya are so great that they never aspire for dhan, wealth, followers, scholarship, anything. Ki kariba vidya dhana rupa veshakule. Because what you will get by good education, wealth, form, good birth in a family, it may only increase your ahankar badhi. It may only increase your pride, false ego. Sab padaya nirmule. And then it will destroy everything from the root. Like one devotee had come, I think his name was Rasuya Prabhu from Ludhiana. So he was saying that ahankar aisi bimari hai, ki jo aisa bachcha hai, jisse paida hota hai, usko hi kha jata hai. That false ego or the pride, it is born because of many wonderful things. You know, you get many wonderful things and it is born and then eats up those things only. Kala mula vechiya Sridhar paila jaha, koti kalpe kotishware na dekhi lataha. So he says, Vrindavan Das Thakur, what Sridhar got by selling banana and roots? Koti kalpe kotishware. You know, millions of millionaires cannot even see that benediction. What is you getting that? So here, when Prabhupada is saying that one cannot be happy by committing sinful act, even if it's materially opulent, it's true. Because we see around us, if person really go a little deeper, and we can contact Ranavindavan Prabhu, he'll tell you so many stories, as he told once. Hundreds of stories are there where inside life is something and outside glamour is something. Big car, big wonderful dress, but person is miserable, suffering. There is no peace of mind. That is a basic necessity. There is no time to eat. But here, Lord is offering him something like, you know, biggest of the big kingdom, planet, asiddhis, and he's saying, I don't want. And that's why devotees become peaceful and happy and they enjoy real bliss in their life. But for that, we have to follow this process of chanting Hare Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, associating devotees. It's a big aspiration, big ideal, because at least I have so many material desires and so many desire for dhan, jana, panditya. But we have only hope that we are in connection with devotees and we are following this process. And when we see others around us, those who don't have this aspiration, we get motivation to go ahead. Okay, Krishna is very merciful, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. He will take away all these desires. At least at the time of death, he will take out everything and he'll take us back home, back to God. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments and questions? Please. Yeah, Hari Bol, Mike.
Hare Krishna, very nice class.
Thank you.
I would like to speak something what is going on in the corporate world so that the devotees who are here will get so much inspiration. At least before a month back, in the front page of Economic Times, one big article had come that right now the richest person in the world, as everybody knows, is Bill Gates. Second is Warren Buffett and all names were coming. They had come. And they made a calculation that right now, these two brothers, these Ambani brothers, they got separated before 2 years back. But if they're both of them's combined wealth, if you combine both of them wealth, then right now they are the fifth richest person in the world. And the way those both brothers are having an expansion about their corporate companies, if by 2012, that is just after 5 years, both the persons combined wealth, they will be the richest person in the world. They'll be topping all this Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and all of them. They'll be the richest person in the world combined. Now, the analysis that right now the corporate world that everybody is feeling it is, this analysis was been done before something like month or a month and a half back. At that time, the dollar rate was something like 45 rupees. which is right now around 41 rupees. So around 15% crash has also come. So everybody feels that by the year 2010 itself, this 2% will be the richest person in the world if combined wealth together. Now, the hot topic in the corporate world is that his two persons, his father just made up this empire, and within 40 years, he started the life everything in the stretch. His father was working in a petrol pump in Aden. And at 1963-64, he started this business. So within 40 years, they have reached to the peak, being the richest person in the world. So everywhere, there is only one topic. Those all these big industrialists and everything is, when they can do it, why can't we do it? And due to that hot topic, everybody is working like a donkey to warhead. It is going so much mad way. People are working like just they wanted to go for a huge expansion, diversifications, everything just because of one thing. When they could do it, why can't we do it? And because the hot boss, the CEOs and all those people, they are very, so to say, very ambitious. And due to that reason, all the people who are working under them, they too also have to work like a donkey just because they want some benefit out of it. Due to that reason, everything is becoming hotter and hotter in the corporate world. They're not knowing it that this fellow, these two brothers himself, he himself right last week itself, he's celebrated his 50th birthday. How many years is he going to stay in this world? His father couldn't enjoy being the richest person in the world. He might be also staying for 15, 20 years maximum. But nobody understands that. He just wants to go aggressively for getting big, big, big money, but not knowing what is the result after that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you.